Riven Daf Ayin Zayin Amar Aleph, the second Tosfos, Olin In Malim Lo.
The Moran now is coming to ask a question. Tanan, we learned in our Mishnah, Eilo Oilim Mekan Valichin, Eilo Oilim Mekan Valichin, that the Mishnah says that it's mutter only to go up and eat there. Oilin in Malin Lo, it's mutter to go up, but to bring up, to carry from the Chotzer onto the Kaisel, that you can do. That you can do. And now the Gemara is supposed to be asking a question over here. In fact, the Gemara, you see that you can't bring up. That's Kashan Rabbi Yechinan. Oilin in Malin Lo. Let's just see what the Gemara answers. It's a little very, very hard shock with Tari over in the Gemara. Oilin in means that the person himself could climb up.
Oh.
But malin, but to bring something, to carry something from the chotzer onto the kaisel, that's not permitted. So this is supposed to be a kasha on Rabbi Yechon. Rabbi Yechon says that if the kaisel is less than dal tfachim, you could even transport from the kaisel, from the chotzer to the kaisel. And that Gemara is asking, well, the Mishnah says not like that. And that the Gemara says, hachi ka'omar, Yesh by abo abo, oilin in malin loy. No, that's what the Mishnah means to say. That if it's four, that's not the din is oilin in malin loy. That he can only the person could go up, but he can't bring anything with him. Ein by abo abo, but if it's less, malin nami. He could also bring up. Now this is a very very difficult shak of tani mara, which Tosfos Nol Rishonim ask over here that. I mean, how do you want a thing to ask from the Mishnah? I mean, we know the Mishnah is speaking that if it's Dal Tvachim, why? Rabbi Yechanan is saying, if it's not Dal Tvachim, what din it has? So, what's the Mishnah asking from them? The Mishnah says that it's only mutter to walk up there, but to transport from one to the next, you can't. I mean, that we understand. Rabbi Yechanan is talking about it, that if it's different than the case of the mission. That's when he's coming to do that. So what do they want to think to ask the question? So this is the Tosfos over. The second Tosfos, Oilin Malmoy, Tamo. Tosfos asks, it's a wonder. The Michael Sakal Daito, what did they want to think? What went up to the mind of the Makshin to ask this question? Didn't we know that Rabbi Yechon is speaking Emir Abba? I mean, the mission is clearly Abba. Right? Rabbi Yechon is right? So what do we think to ask the question? It would seem to be from over here that we didn't know Rabbi Yechon was speaking that of Ember Abo. Why should the Makshin have thought like that? What's the basis of this question? So Tosfos says as follows, and pretty much the Rishonim go with this Mahalach over here. The Gemara at this point had a different understanding in Rabbi Yechon. Right? So this is what Tosfos is going to introduce to us over here, that there are two ways how to understand the basis of Rabbi Yechon's din. Rabbi Yechon's saying a halacha, which is matir, to carry one from one to the next. Now the Gemara, Tosfos is saying that the Gemara originally understood Rabbi Yechanan, the reason for Rabbi Yechanan is Mishum de'en regils l'shtam isham, that being that the kaisel is 10 tefachim high, so it's not usual to be mishtamish on the kaisel, and that's the basis for Asriya Adodi. And that's why they wouldn't answer on each other. Two places which are not normal hishtamshus, one to the next, wouldn't answer on each other. That's how the Gemara originally understood Rabbi Yechanan. And therefore the Gemara was saying, who had in Bereich of Dalid, that if that was the reason of Rabbi Yechanan, so really it's not dependent on the width at all. Therefore, who had in Bereich of Dalid, it should follow that even if the Kaisel is Roch of Dalid, should have the same halach. The point is that it's 10 tefachim high, and the usage is not easy, simple usage. It's a little difficult because it's a little high. So that's the basis of the question. The Gemara was understanding that the reason of Rabbi Yochanan is because of the height. The height of the Kohen, which is Yutzfachim, to be Mishtamish from a place which is 10 Tzfachim high to a place which is lower, 10 Tzfachim down, they don't answer one to the next. And at that, the Gemara was asking that if that's the reason, so then it should follow that there's really no difference whether the Kaisel is dalad wide or not dalad wide. So therefore the Gemara was able to ask from the Mishnah, even though we know that Rabbi Yochanan was talking about something which was less than dalad. But that really was the point of the Gemara's kasha, that the Gemara is saying that according to my understanding of what you're saying, your halacha shouldn't be limited to something which is less than dalad. Because the point, what establishes halacha is the height, and therefore, as long as it's yitzvachim high, it should have the same halacha. So why does the Mishnah say that when it's bracha dal, things change? Right, that was the way the Makshin understand. That was the basis of the Makshin's kashan. Now Tosfos over here raises it. He says according to this, we could understand something else. The Gemara comes out a little bit better according to this. Because the way the Gemara seems to be going, if you don't learn like this, so the reading of the Gemara seems to be that somehow, whatever it was, that we thought that we had a kasha on Rabbi Yochanan, right? We thought Rabbi Yochanan, let's say, was talking about Rachav Dalid. So in fact, Gemara kasha, you see that the din of Rachav Dalid, it's not mutter, right? It's awesome. So in that text is going to ask in a minute, that so why is that a kasha on Rabbi Yochanan more than Rav? I mean, both Rav and Yochanan are saying that any Rachav Dalid has a different din than the Mishnah. When the Gemara is asking the question, for some reason thought that they were talking about the case of the Mishnah, so the Gemara's kasha is that the Mishnah says a different halacha. So it's a kasha on Rav just as much as it is a kasha on Rabbi Yochanan. So why is the Gemara asking this question only on Rabbi Yochanan? We could ask the same kasha on Rav, that the Mishnah is mevuyer, that you could be oichlin on top of the kaisel, right? You could move it, right? And Rav says you can't. So if the basis of the Makshin was because the Makshin thought that these Amoraim were talking about the case of the Mishnah, then it should have been a kasha on Rav just as much as on Rabbi Yochanan, because they're both saying a different halacha than the Mishnah. So this is the next part in the Tosis. Ulohochi leparuch el Rabbi Yochanan. That's what they're saying. And that's why, according to what we're explaining right now, the basis of the Gemara's kasha is we know that Rabbi and Yochanan are talking about a different case than the Mishnah. But the Gemara is asking, based on an understanding of Rabbi Yochanan in this other case of Ein Bei Dalid, the Gemara is saying, well, the only way I can understand what your heter is because it's a certain height. So then what's the difference how wide it is? That's what the Gemara is asking. That the Gemara understood properly Rav's time. That the point of time is of Rav's time is that being that it's small, so it's bottle lakan lakan. So that's something which we understand very well is limited to Ein Bei Dalad Al Dalad. So there's no room to ask such a question that according to your reasoning, the Mishnah also should be like that. There's a clear distinction between the two. That's why according to Rav, we never asked any questions. But according to Rabbi Yochanan, the Gemara's understanding that what's the basis of the heter according to Rabbi Yochanan, the Gemara originally thought that the heter is based on the height. Therefore, the Gemara is asking a question. Well, if the heter is based on the height, so there shouldn't be any difference between how wide it is. And you see from the Mishnah says that if it has this width of dalad, it's also, and according to you, that the height is matter, so it should make a difference. That's how Tosfos explains the shock of Tarif the Gemara. And the Ritva adds, according to this, that's really the hemshich of the Gemara. V'ozer b'yechon l'taymei. Right? That this is not like just like a new thought that the Gemara will find many times. The Gemara says that, you know, b'yechon is l'shitase. But according to this, this is really the hemshich. That, because the Gemara's teretz really is introducing to us a new understanding of Rabbi Yochanan. That's what is really happening in the Gemara's teretz. The Gemara is speaking out that there definitely is a distinction whether it's Rochav Dal or not Rochav Dal, because what changed? What changed is the understanding of Rabbi Yechanan. Rabbi Yechanan's halacha is also such a halacha of the fact that it's not a sheer mokim, so it's bottle. And that's what the Gemara means, for other Rabbi Yechanan time it. Right? That's the Hamshach Gemara. Right? And for the Gemara, no, Rabbi Yechanan is not like we thought because of the height. The reason Rabbi Yechanan is because of the size, V'azir Rabbi Yechanan Taimin, like we find a similar situation over here. V'azir Rabbi Yechanan Taimin, the Gemara says, Chayasar Avdimi, Am Rabbi Yechanan, Mokom Shem Be'ar Bo'al Bo'al. We're talking about an area right now which is all the same level. Mokom Shem Be'ar Bo'al Bo'al. Well, actually, it's not really so true. But Mokom Shem Be'ar Bo'al Bo'al, Mutlov Nevishusar Rabin, Nevishusar Yochel, L'Kate Folov. Actually, this is talking about if you have between, you have a Shurabim, let's say, on one side, or Shiyochan on the side, and then you have some kind of stoop in between. A house, right? The mission talks about, right? If you have a house, and then you have the stoop, and then you have the Shurabim right in front of it. So on that, Zok the Gemara, B'Yechman says that it's Mutl Nevi Shurabim, Shurayochan, Lekate Folov. That they could arrange their packages, mean to say that someone's coming out of the house, so he made an akira from Ziyachin, he could stop off on this stoop over here, even though he's making a hanocha now, but being that it has a din of a mokam tur, it's mutter. And similarly, someone who's coming from the street, from the Sarabim, steps onto this thing, he also could put his package down over here. And the reason for that is because since it's less than dal tfachodam and shem mokim, so it's bottle lakan lakan, and wherever you're coming from, we view it as that rishus. Uvashle achlifu, you have to be careful not to be machlif. In other words, that you shouldn't bring it in. But if you're just taking it just from the Rosh Hayochid to here, or the Rishus Harabim to hear, that's mutter. So this is what the Gemara is saying. So this really is the basis of Rabbi Yechanan. If you understand this is the basis of Rabbi Yechanan, then we understand very well why it's limited to less than Dal. The whole het is based on the size of the place. It doesn't have a shemokim.